Mark, your first away in as Moors manager. You must be delighted with that performance.
Yeah, it's a tough place to come. You know, they're on a good run at the moment. You know, they're a massive threat at what they do, and it's 99% of it we did brilliantly, defending brilliantly. We switched off from a set piece, a long throw, and it's a great throw, but they've stuck 5, 6, 7 bodies in the box, and disappointed with that. But to be fair to the players, responded superbly and got totally what they deserved out of the game.
As you said, conceded for another set piece, but you must be delighted with the way that your centre half defended with everything that was thrown at them, especially the long balls in the tough conditions.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we've watched games, we've had them watched, and they're the best in this division at what they do. They get the ball in the box, they've got terrific delivery from throw-ins, corners, but we stood up to a man, but just got done by one. And I was a bit disappointed on the touchline because, you know, we're trying to pride ourselves on being organised, set up, giving them all the information. But sometimes it happens. But did you know what? They showed great character. And I think the massive thing was we scored very quickly. You know, we didn't allow them to get a breather in. We went after them. We hurried them into a clearance. We competed for the next ball. And Darren's done what I'm asking. I've just someone taking a chance, someone running beyond people, and he's had a great touch and an even better finish.
And the character your boy showed in the second half, and they actually deserved the second goal.
I thought so. We were on the bench thinking, you know, the game plan in terms of, you know, dealing with them and having a threat was working, but we just wondered whether we needed to change it slightly to go two up top, and we were working, or Dapo was stripped and ready to come on, and you get the penalty and you just think, well, you know, the system's worked, let's leave it. You know, I can't remember Max having too much to do. I think he had a save from a header and a ball went across the box, but apart from that, I thought we thoroughly deserved a win.
And you must be happy to end the year on a high and go into Monday's game.
Well, I don't think there's a team in our division who's got a tougher, apart from Fylde, you know, Maidenhead away and Barrow away on a Saturday and a Tuesday, and then less than 48-hour recovery for a home game where we're expected to, you know, where we need to win and we need to put back-to-back results together. It's going to be a big ask because of the amount of games and the, you know, amount of work the lads have put in. But listen, I've got total belief that this group can recover and go again on Monday, and we need back-to-back wins. We need more than back-to-back wins, but, you know, next on the agenda, Maidenhead, and we can only, you know, hopefully get that second win we need.